So good morning. Good morning. Everyone's. Okay, only people that have seen Kingdom Come will actually get that. But good morning, people. Happy Sunday. Happy Sanctify Sunday. I hope everyone had a great week like last week. I'm starting off wrong. Let's try that again. I hope everyone had a good week last week. And I hope you're looking forward to bigger and better things this week. If your bigger and better means peaceful and calm, that's beautiful too, because that's what I strive for. So this week, I'm kind of going back to doing just the back and forth. Last week, I did my 52 list for happiness, list number 40, which was a pretty big topic. So I stopped to actually physically discuss that. This week, list number 41, it's not that big of a topic, so I'm just going to list that in the midsection of the blog where you can see it. And I've got some topics for this Sunday, some things that have been weighing heavy on me. So hello, welcome, grab your cup of coffee, have a listen to my Sunday chit chat, scripted, because it's not unscripted, it's kind of scripted. So let's sit back and give a listen. Okay, I have 3.5 topics this Sunday. I want to say it's 3.5 the way my kind of little topics are. Topic number one is, so having doubts about blogging and if there is a future in this type of social media, where do I find inspiration? So over the past couple of weeks, I think I've been in this kind of, I want to say I've been kind of blue, because to me, blue means, you know, not really feeling in good spirits. And this is just when it comes to blogging. I know the number one rule in blogging is to not get caught up in numbers and likes. But when you've been blogging for almost 2 years, you kind of start to focus on it, especially if you're talking to an audience of one. You kind of start to focus on it and what am I doing wrong? What do I want this blog to be? Is it going to make money? Is it purely entertainment? Is it informative? Am I mentoring? What am I doing? And I think I've talked about this before, but I think this is the first time in a long time that I've actually had doubts about it. And again, that's me looking at numbers, in which I shouldn't be looking at numbers. I should just be concentrating on content. But I think down the road, people that blog all feel that way. You get in a rut and you feel like, why am I doing this? Who am I doing this for? Why am I actually doing this? You know, you get kind of stuck. I know it's summer, and I know summer is the beginning of the slowdown. And so I'm going to take advantage of the slowdown and kind of go back to the drawing board to give myself some inspiration. I'm going to take a few online courses that I've purchased but have never watched, because they're like online kind of tutorial courses that I purchased the beginning of the year and just have never had time to look at them. So I think I'm just going to go back, take a look at those, get some inspiration, you know, go back to planning and see if I can get out of this rut. Topic number one, that was. So now topic number two, where do I see myself in blogging in 3 years? Do I give myself a time frame on how long I want to continue? Now, I have never really talked about this because I love blogging because it works the other side of my brain. I've said that countless times, and I need that creative outlet. I absolutely need it. I don't know how I function without it. I need it. But how long do I give myself? You know, is my material tired? How long do I give myself before I say, you know what? I thank y'all, but this is Life by Waitha, you know, signing off for good. So I think about that. Like, how long do I want to do this for? Where do I see myself in 3 years? Do I see myself in 3 years mentoring and being a life coach and taking on some clients? And I think I'm ready to be a life coach in some aspects. And that's just my age and because I've done it. And maybe I can point someone in the right direction. I don't like to get into telling people what to do. Because you grown, you can make up your own damn mind about what you want to do and how you want to do it. All I could do is be your spirit guide, so to speak. So, you know, I think about that. Do I give myself a time frame on how long I want to do this? Do I want to blog until 2022 and then say, you know what, guys, it's been real, but it's time for Life by Y-Ether to go live life and do me. So that looms in the back of my head because right now I don't know. I'm at this crossroads. And I think now that I'm reading or talking about these topics, what I may do is come back at the end of the year, like in December or maybe November, and revisit these particular topics, because these topics are about what I want to do in this medium and if it's wise for me to continue. So, yeah, I don't know how long. I honestly don't. That's a lot of these. You know, the first topic I know the answer to. I'm going to, you know, go back to the lab, so to speak. I'm going to watch some tutorials. I'm going to try to get some inspiration. And then I'm going to focus my concentration on that. The second one, I don't know where I see myself. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. And then from there, maybe conclude a time frame. If I want to continue 5 years, 10 years, I don't know right now. But that's something to revisit at the end of the year. Next topic, could not having a definitive niche be hurting my blog? I'm going to answer that. I think in some ways, yes, it is. Now, I talked to my daughter about this on Friday, and she says, well, I don't think you need a niche. I think you could talk about different things. I don't think you have to focus on one topic. But in my heart of hearts, I kind of think I do. I kind of think I need to narrow in. But then I don't want to narrow in. I like talking about lifestyle issues. And lifestyle is everything. Lifestyle is relationships. It's home. It's work. It's growth. It's working in my home, working on projects, it's a lifestyle. So it encompasses everything. I kind of believe that I need to be in a particular category, which I thought I was. And then again, I know that reading other people's one-on-ones about how they started their blog or website and what they decided to do kind of makes you lose focus on what you're doing, because you're over here in your own lane like, yeah, I got this, baby. I'm doing what I want to do. And then you go and listen to somebody and it's like, what? Okay. So do I need that? Am I missing something? I think sometimes if you're trying to make money with your blog or increase followers or increase subscribers, you're kind of grabbing at straws and you're looking, which, you know, I can admit that I do, and I know a lot of people do. You're kind of looking to read what other people did. So it's like, okay, so I'm not doing the right thing. I should be doing this. And then if you keep flip-flopping, people are not going to know what to expect when they come to read, because it's going to be like, I think I've mentioned this before. Well, I thought she was all about this, and now she's about this, and she's doing that. And, you know, I'm not here to make this more difficult than what it is. I think if you have a niche or a corner and that's what you love and that's what you're passionate about, awesome. Keep doing it. No one's telling you to stop. I just think that all of this is kind of sandwiched in together, because when you have doubt or when you have fear, we know that that is Satan, because Satan is doubt and fear, your adversary. And that's really all that this is. And once doubts are planted, they're evil little seeds. They can start from nothing and sprout up. They are evil. It's like trying to get rid of a weed. It sprouts up in everything, and you start to doubt your writing style, what you're writing about, what you're showing. Well, why am I talking about this? And you start to doubt everything. So I think in this case, I just have to ignore a lot of what I'm reading, or not ignore it, but choose not to read certain things, because I feel like that might hurt me. I'm thinking that I'm reading to stay informed and learn and how to run my website better. But you're reading someone else's opinion on what they did to get to where they felt successful. And if that's not what your website is about, then you're going in the wrong direction. So I know that for now, I need to kind of stay away from those blogs or those articles that say 10 things to make your website better, 5 things to increase your traffic. This is what you shouldn't be doing. How to run. I need to stay away from all of that jazz, because all that's doing is giving me doubt. And that's not what I'm here for. So the last and final topic, and I've thought about this before. Do I simplify my website and go back to the drawing board? And that basically means, before it was just a hobby, it was some style boards and I like this and I like that. Me. Because technically your website is about you. I mean, it's about whatever hobby or idea you cultivate, but it is something that's you. That's what makes it special, because it's personal and it's you. And I've always thought about that. Do I just go back and simplify it? Do I want that empty gratification of, oh, she threw this up, that's nice, we'll give it a like, and going about our business with that? And I've thought about that, but then I kind of scratch that when I think about how long I've been doing this, because it's been off and on. How long I've done it and stuck with it, all of the work that I've put in and how important it is to me, lets me further know that I just need to run this course. You know, there's a time when your garden flourishes. Why? Because you've been tending and watering and clipping and maintaining. And that's what a lot of this work is. When you have websites or blogs that are in the beginning stages, you are tending, you are taking care of. And then when people start to notice, that's your season, that's your bloom, that's your harvest. And I know that right now, even though that popped into my head, because, you know, I've always thought about it, I just need to stay on course and do me. Because the more I do that, the more I'm sure of this is the path that I should be going. And if something comes up that shows me something different, that's when I'll change it. But for right now, it is what it is. And I'm just going to have to accept and leave it at that. And that's fine. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It's absolutely fine. All this, and I'm going to try to wrap this up in a nice, neat bow. All of this is to say that anytime you want to do something that lights a fire in your belly, anytime you want to do something that makes you a little bit scared, that's the good stuff. That's the stuff that you want to do. You know, I want to do stuff that I'm passionate about, that scares me a little bit, but excites me. And, you know, it's always in my brain. I'm constantly thinking about it. And that's the type of stuff that I need, because that's what's going to motivate me to be the best me that I can be. And it's going to help me see this through to wherever this journey takes me. I guess that's what I'm saying. And that's pretty much the sum of it. If If you have dreams and goals, don't let anyone eclipse your sun. That is your dream. That is your goal. Stay with it. If it was important enough to dream to begin with, then it's definitely important enough to stick with it and stay with it. And if you don't do it for nobody else, but for the sake of, I want to accomplish a project or task, then do it. I say it's food for the soul. And with that, I'm going to close today. I hope I kept it short. I always say that, but I never do. But I try to. I'm not trying to have y'all here all day long, coffee gone, y'all still listening. But I love y'all. I appreciate you all hanging with me this Sunday. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate every single one of y'all that subscribes or hits like, because, you know, mama need that kind of love sometimes. It lets me know, hey, if I got one like, somebody heard me today. And hey, that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Again, with that, I'm gonna go. I want everyone to have a great, productive, awesome, wonderful, joyous week. All those good things sprinkled up in that bag. Have a blessed one. Thank you so much for listening to Life by Waitha. And as I always say, know thyself.